Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.
From the 1950s to the 2010s, this episode's all about guessing the decades of hit songs. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I am your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. I'm recording here in Chicagoland, Crest Hill, Illinois, to be specific. Still visiting my mom and family for the holidays and excited for a couple more days here in the Windy City suburbs. Today's episode is all about decades that songs came out. So me and my friend Allie Mize from Ogopogo Brewing in San Gabriel, California. We stand behind the bar and shoot the breeze about different songs. I read her a song title and an artist, and she tells me what decade she thinks that song came out. So if you want to play along with this one, it's a ton of fun. If you like music, if you like hit songs, this one's for you. There's also a companion video. If you click the show notes, there's a little red highlighted link. It says watch the whole companion video here, and you can play along with the video. Or if you want to see what Allie and I look like at a brewery, give it a click. If you have a topic you want me to do in the future for this show, you can always drop me a line, ryanbuds@gmail.com, or you can donate $5 or more over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. It's a ton of fun over there, and we got brand new rewards coming in January, including one that is a book club tier. So I'll be sending everybody the same books every month at a certain reward level. And some of those books will be nonfiction, some will be fiction, some will be like goofy Mad Libs style books. So we'll be chatting about those in our Discord chat app and on the Patreon posts that are available for anybody who donates a dollar or more. So check that out, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. If you want to play trivia with me live somewhere in Southern California, or you want to book me for your company's party, retreat, convention, etc., go to triviawithbuds.com, brand new website coming in January 2019. Also coming at you right now are 11 questions behind the bar at Ogopogo Brewing in San Gabriel, California with Allie Mize on decades of hit songs. Here we go.
What's up? It's your pal Ryan Buds and my friend Allie Mize. It's like the word size with an M instead of an X. What's up? How you doing?
We're drinking. Fantastic.
We're drinking beers. We're cheersing beers. It's a Friday night here in San Gabriel, California. We're about to do some hit song bingo in just a little bit. We got pies for sale. We got beers for sale. We got
boozy pies for sale.
Meats for sale. And it's going to be a good night. But before we do that, I thought let's do some podcasting. Let's do a little video. And we'll post it on our social media. This should be fun, huh? This one is going to be about decades of songs. So I'm going to give you a song title and an artist. You tell me what decade you think it came out. You think you're going to be good at this?
I'm going to do my best, boss.
How many out of 11 do you think you can get?
9
out of 11.
Yeah.
Hold the tour. We got a big crowd of 2 people that are going to hold you to that. Okay?
Okay.
Number 1, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. What decade did that come out?
Came out in the 2000s.
In the 2000s? Is that your final answer?
Fuck. Is that 90s?
All
it's 90s.
All I Want for Christmas
90s.
Is... the 90s. Great job.
Also,
good
that's job a banger, and it's my ringtone.
Is it really?
Yeah, Ray, it's called my phone.
You still have ringtones? Do people still do that?
It was a sporadic buy the other day. I did. It was $1.29.
On iTunes?
Yes, it was.
Interesting.
Let's turn it up, turn it off.
I haven't even thought of the idea of a ringtone in a while. Oh, we're going to play
really
it off?
Apologize. It's going to take
you're,
a sec.
You're
but...
making him call you?
Yeah, Reyes, hurry up.
We got to hear it.
Okay, it's a banger.
Let's listen.
That's Reyes, the mayor of Ogopogo.
Would you know what the number one Christmas single of all time is? Number one selling?
It's not that.
No. But people always guess that, which is why I'm bringing it up. It's White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
the number one selling single of all time, even outside of Christmas music.
Shut the front door.
More people have bought that than anything.
Holy crap.
But people always guess. It's usually younger people will guess this song is the number one selling.
Well,
I feel like I hear that song a lot, but not like so much that I'm like, that's got to be number one.
Well, you're also 33, not 28.
Wow, sick burn. Are you making fun of my Canadian tuxedo today? This is pretty good.
Don't
you gotta see the double denim.
Don't you know? You're like an ombre.
Yes. Number two, Duran Duran, Hungry Like
80s.
The Wolf is the 1980s. Great job. Number three, The Temptations, My Girl. My Girl by The Temptations. What do you think?
60s.
She's going with the 60s, and she is right. The 60s, she has not missed one. That's 3 for 3. Number four, Fleetwood Mac, Dreams.
That's the 70s.
That is the 70s. Great job. I think I was conceived to that song. What do you think?
That would be magical, and I would love you even more. Find out. Talk to your parents.
I have the Rumors album on vinyl from my mom.
Oh, my dad gave me two of them.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's like the best album.
It is the best album of all time because that was when they were all breaking up with each other, cheating, scandal, this and that. And instead of automatically, Rumors, but instead of automatically going to do solo albums, they instead took all that charge and all of that passion and emotion and made the best freaking album of all time.
I 100% agree.
Quote me on it, bro.
Here's another great album and a song. Number five, Eminem, The Real Slim Shady.
That was 90s.
That was the 2000s.
Damn it!
Your first miss so far.
Late 99, early 2000s.
It was early 2000s for The Real Slim Shady, which was
I
on
know
his
all the
album, second one, third one. Number six, Black Street, No Diggity.
No Diggity's 90s.
That is the 90s. Great job. Number seven, The Penguins, Earth Angel. This is the song that Marty McFly has to play before he's disappearing in Back to the Future at his parents' high school
50s.
Dance. It is the 50s.
Oh! No help on that one. That's
very
just pure
good job.
Intuition.
Number
right there.
Eight, Lionel Richie, All Night Long. What do you
all
think?
All night. I'm gonna say 80s.
It is the 80s.
Oh!
I like his song "Dancing on the Ceiling," where they go upside down and they dance on the ceiling. Do you know?
Lionel Richie's pretty badass. You know his 19-year-old daughter is dating a man named Scott Disick, who is like 40.
He has another daughter besides Nicole Richie.
Yeah.
How many daughters does he have? Just those two?
I mean, that he knows of.
Oh, boy. Number nine, Roy Orbison, Oh, Pretty Woman.
How's that one go, Ryan? Do us a flavor and sing us a song.
Pretty woman, everybody's a pretty woman, pretty woman. I don't think that's how it goes. But that's
I don't think so either. I'm just going to say
60s. Might help you out. That was the 60s.
Holy cow.
You've only missed one. Number 10, John Legend, All of Me.
All of Me, that is... So what's after...
That would be the 2010s?
Okay, yeah, that one.
2010s.
Cool.
You got it. And the bonus question for 2 points. What exact year did the song YMCA come out?
I mean, that was a huge movement for a lot of awesome people. Goddamn Village Boys. Village people.
Oh, that's the A. The Village Boys. I'm in a cover band of the Village People. We're called the Village Boys.
Do you know this?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
take a guess and then I'll take a guess.
I think it's...
I think it's 1974.
78.
Damn it.
78.
Whatever.
We're so close.
Yeah.
Well, you only missed that and one other one?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's good. That's 10 out of 12 points. Let's do a little high five. Great job. And Allie, where can people find Ogopogo Brewing on social media?
You can find us on Instagram at Ogopogo Brewing or Facebook, Ogopogo Brewing, and apparently Twitter, but I don't know how that works, but I'm going to go ahead and guess it's Ogopogo Brewing.
It is Ogopogo Brewing. Find them on Twitter. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Cheers.
There it was, a fun little chat with Allie at Ogopogo Brewing. Stop in there if you live anywhere near Pasadena or San Gabriel, California. They have amazing beers on tap, and the whole place is decorated in a very cool and unique way. Check out my friends Jason and Allie at Ogopogo Brewing. You can also follow them on social media at Ogopogo Brewing everywhere. You can follow me on social media at Ryan Buds, RyanBudds everywhere. And again, you can drop me a line, ryanbuds@gmail.com. If you like this show, please rate, review, and subscribe. Leave a review on iTunes and let me know that you did that, and I'll send you something nice in the mail. Just, again, drop me an email, and I'll make sure you get some good swag. Lots of new swag coming very soon as well. Stickers, hats, t-shirts, lots of cool stuff on the way. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about this podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.